many years is to go out and greet the folks that are there. It's always, I never quite understand why people go hide away afterwards. Sometimes those interactions, those conversations of hearing what's, you know, meaningful from someone in the audience, and maybe something that people can get into a headspace where they're really sharing very intimate parts of their lives. Maybe someone passed away in their family, and hearing a certain song that you sang meant something to that person. So, you know, just having a bunch of faces, you know, we're going to sing to almost 4,000 people over the run of this concert, which is marvelous. But when you look out from the stage, that can sort of look like a sea of faces. But to have those small, a little bit more personal interactions after the concert really puts a face and puts a lot more depth and meaning into it, even for us as we're on stage. And then you take those sorts of stories and those interactions, and then you do the second show, and then you do the third show, and that builds up even of year after year after year after year. And so it really can help us remember why we do all of this. And I think we sometimes as artists we focus on the what and we forget the why. And it's just one way that we can keep ourselves grounded into answering that question.
Again, Christmas with Corleone starts on December 19th, and that's an evening one. December 20th at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m., and December 21st at 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and 8 p.m. Are there any differences in the characteristics of those different time slots?
Only the hour they're starting.
Okay. And the 8 p.m. one, is there one where people have candles or do something with light outside?
We do that for all of them. The 2 p.m. one will have a little bit of light coming in depending on what the weather is, but even those 5 p.m.s, it's dark out by that point. So, yeah. Welcome to Vancouver.
Right. I just think even if sometimes people will say, oh, well, I'm not religious, but I think that the range of things that you're presenting, it makes people feel good. And I think it's the feel-good element that was part of your wish. I was reading that your wish for this Christmas with Corleone is to create a space where music can make deep and cherished holiday memories live in the moment, where all who listen might connect to the sound of Corleone as well as with one another, and where the joy and hope of the season can spill out of the illuminated sanctuary of St. Andrew's Wesley to bring light and life into the world. That's a big wish.
It is, but I mean, what are we doing at Christmas time if it's not that? I think it's really easy to get into the tinsel and wrappings of the season. And while, as you say, this isn't a religious service, there are aspects of this Christmas story rooted in religion and in the original Christmas story that I think then become applicable to a more humanistic way. Something that is about us and how we relate to one another. And I think that's the goal. That's the trick every year, is finding something that while you're singing maybe, you know, an ancient carol or whatever else, it's speaking to something that's happening in your heart and in this world right now. You know, I won't know if that's been successful yet till Thursday night, but when you really hear this with an audience, somehow or another, I think every year we are able to manage a bit of that feeling. And I think that's why people are coming and it's what they're really at the heart looking for.
Right, that feeling, you know, feeling good, because we know sometimes people are very sad at the holiday time, but this opportunity to not only come physically to the place, but to turn on your computer and hear it again at home, that this mission, a goal that a lot of people are doing to try and reduce the amount of mean speech and just help people feel more, because they feel so good, they might give a smile to someone that they wouldn't have, that they just feel, it's feeling to me like it empowers people to be kinder or to just do something different than getting in and out of a car, going off and on a computer.
That's just it. That is that. I mean, that's it exactly. The goal is for us to bring lights to the people that are in the hall with us, so that they can take it outside and do something with that. And it's not for us to say how that manifests itself, but I do believe in the transformative power of art. I especially believe that of choral singing as a participatory thing, as well as for listening to. And if everybody does their little 1% of those 4,000 people that will come and hear us, that's a little bit of difference that you can make. And that feels really good if that's what can happen.
Thank you.
Okay. Another thing that in this city, you know, speaking with different people or people's experience with music, how important is mentorship to you? Is that something that you and others within the group offer? If a person is looking for a mentor, is Cora Leone a place where they might find one?
Well, it depends on the sort of mentorship that you mean. We do run an educational program called My Voice, which is a free 10-week program for young and future tenor, baritone, and bass singers. And that's a place where we're helping people try to find their voices. We begin that in, I believe that'll be starting up in February this year. And it really, that's the one place where that very sort of overt mentorship happens within the organization.
I think that kind of what you're communicating is that you are approachable. There's some things that's just such a arm's length, but people too, as the choir and the musicians are down into the courtyard, sometimes people, you know, hurry and go away because they think the people don't want to talk to them. But is that another place where a person shouldn't be shy if they're a musician and they just want to make a contact to come up and say to someone, you know, not only how much they liked the concert, but, you know, how much they would like to find, you know, they might be looking for a mentor as a musician or a singer?
Yeah, I mean that's certainly possible. There's only so much both I and an organization like us can do, and so there's always, when people do join the choir, I take very seriously that one of my goals is to not just conduct and make the thing, but also to be a teacher, to be an educator, and that the growth that is happening with the singers in the choir is in some ways, you know, some of their technical prowess, but also the way that singing such a wide variety of music, being open emotionally, all the rest of it, allowing this art to transform us. And in that way, I think not that necessarily even I'm a mentor, the art itself is a mentor. It teaches us, it changes us. I'm a different person because I get to be a part of all of this on a daily basis. And the singers are that way because they are as well. And hopefully then the audience to their extent and so on and so forth.
Yes, it just sounds like even from some of the titles of the songs, "O Come, O Emmanuel," "Silent Night," "Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day." Well, I haven't heard "Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day," so that would be a broadening of my experience. Ron Sexsmith, "Maybe This Christmas." I think it's just an opportunity for people to experience something different and feel something different.
That is the hope.
Okay. We're going to play a couple of selections from the concert, and we'll just invite people to listen. I'm so grateful this morning to have had you as a guest and just to hear you express your wish, and now look forward to seeing that wish unfold on these dates between the 19th of December and the 21st.
Thank you so much.
Mothers
Okay, this has been Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. You have been listening to this interview through the Sulu'au Show. Sulu'au is S-U-L-U-A-U, where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard, like going to the Wondrous Winter program being offered by Corleone. I'm going to share a couple of other things related to that wish for peace. We talk about peace. A lot of songs have peace. I am not a singer, so I am going to share with you two of my poems that are related to peace. The first one is Open Up Your Heart. Open up your heart and let some poems shine in. Open up your heart and let some poems shine out. Poetry activates the inner space of joy and desire. Poetry builds the flame that lets thoughts take fire. Poetry opens up the stream that lets tears have their way. Until hope and patience have their way, open up your heart and let some poems shine out. Open up your heart and let some love shine in. Release potent words of thoughts that change the course of time. Release words that ring out, shout out, get folks talking about the way the signs of the times rumble and recoil, the way the issues of the day urge you to pray. Open up your mind and let some poems ring and shine. Open up your mind and say what life has coded there. Open up your mouth and let peace and justice rhyme. Say what you mean and know in time to save our time. You have a beautiful heart and mind. Place your voice with mine and those like-minded. Open pages of words that stir thoughts unheralded. Open stages with words that ring and sing within you. Open up your heart and let some poems sheer out. That's a gift from me to ye, Sister C.
All around the green valleys of Bonnywood Green, where me and me true love we oft times were seen, the years they rolled by and unhappy were me. Fortune's little, she knew that a soldier I'd be. It was early one morning when the lads they did play. From dirt to old cotton I then made my way. To enlist as a soldier and to fight for the king. To uphold the good cause I left Bonnywood Green. It was way out in Flanders at the back of the line. They were talking of sweethearts that they left behind. Said one Irish soldier, well, I've got a queen. And she works as John Ross's in Bonnywood Green.
Another thing that we know about these times, sometimes the people are unhappy or sad during the holidays. And I think that having an opportunity to sometimes just sit back and reflect on the friendships that are there helps bring about happiness. Happiness is having our friendship. Happiness is a word so simple it seems. It's the substance of many people's dreams. Having a friend like you brings joy for sure. Makes me happy today and forevermore. Friendship is a gift from God to enjoy. It is sweeter than fruitcake, more permanent than an expensive toy. Happiness comes from balancing life's ups and downs. It blossoms with daily smiles, not constant frowns. You are such a source of smiles, thoughts, and care. Keeps me from doing crazy stuff on a dare. Happiness is knowing our lives go on without an end. You have helped forge a link better than money to spend. Eternally through spirit, our extended family is assured. Our kinship and love will fully be treasured. I am grateful to you, my listeners, for the times you send notes or call and say you've enjoyed the show. And happiness is having you as an audience. I'm Sister C.
Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes, and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets, and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Times for words from heaven.
CJSF